Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Eddie Milner. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ron Ester. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Nick Sasky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alan Nicely. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Pastore. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Frank Pastore. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting second. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive towards short. Oquendo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a line drive towards third. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a fly ball into center field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasky hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball four. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Alan Nicely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. nicely hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Pastor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pastor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz strikes out. Two outs. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milner. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Milner steals second. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 1 in the game. Householder hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 1 in the game. Dreesen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milner scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0 for 1 in the game. Ester hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oquendo. The throw from Nicely and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasky is 0 for 1 in the game. Sasky hits a line drive towards third. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Nicely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicely is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Pastore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pastore is 0 for 1 in the game. Pastore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Esther reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pastore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 2 in the game. Householder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milner moves to second. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. Redus strikes out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dreesen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Reds. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0 for 2 in the game. Ester hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nick Esaski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esaski is 0 for 2 in the game. Esaski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Nicely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Esther moves to second. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez juggles the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Esther scores. Nicely moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Reds. Frank Pastore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pastore is 0 for 2 in the game. Pastore hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Oquendo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Bradley pinch hits for Mike Torres. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Scott Holman now pitching. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry, who is chasing the ball. Milner reaches third base with a triple. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Householder is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-3 in the game. Redus hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Milner scores. It's 6-0, Reds. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Dreesen is walked intentionally. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ester for the out. Redus moves to third. Dreesen moves to second. Two outs. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasky is 0-for-3 in the game. Sasky hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sasky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Strawberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Alan Nicely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicely is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Nicely hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foley for the out. Two outs. Frank Pastore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pastore is 0-for-3 in the game. Pastore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ortiz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Heap pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Reds. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oquendo hits a fly ball into center field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Milner strikes out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Householder. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Ben Hayes now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Foster strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Reds. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Brian Giles. Bill Scherer now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.